Hopefully I'll have a notion that I have a notion this chat. My wife's a speech therapist. So to me this chat, and the reason I shkocha nice to happen to us with this chat, I'll share the chat with you and we'll see what Darwin thinks. My wife told me this week, Zish, that she had a kid come to her on Wednesday. She had a kid, the first time she ever did speech therapy on this particular kid. And she thought it was very funny. He spoke like a lot of our grandparents do. He spoke with an accent that was very, very, and he was born in America. The kid told my wife that he was born in America, and his accent, she said, was mamish like many of our grandparents. He's a good Polish yid. He's not a Jew, but he had a very Polish accent. Like mamish a lot, she was described. I'm not a good, Ezzy would do it exactly. I don't know how to do it well. I wish Ezzy had heard the kid speak. My wife was described. She was better than me. I'm not going to try to imitate. But he was doing a Polish, like a real foreign accent, a kid born in America. My wife found that his parents back were from Poland. But he sounded like a Polish. So I asked my wife that it must be very hard to do speech therapy if the language is a foreign language. So it's hard to pick up what's Taka said wrong, even if you're very well trained. In R said R was wrong, in L said L is wrong. When it's a foreign language to take into account and the subtleties of language, because they have different ways of expressing things. So I told my wife, it must be very hard to do speech therapy. We were speaking a lot about the different languages, about different types, even in America, Spanish, Hispanic, and the different types of things, and it's hard to do speech therapy, even to pick up the subtleties, what's wrong, what's right, when it's a different language. So we were talking about on Wednesday. On Thursday, I saw there's a big cache in the parasha. It says, first of all, two things. It says that Binyamin, it says that Yisrael Tzadik wants to prove who he is. He wants to prove that he's the melech, that he's Taka the brother. They didn't believe him. So it says, Ki piya medabra aleichem. And Rashi says, what is piya medabra aleichem? My mouth is speaking to you. So, no, so Rashi does not, so Chazal say piya medabra aleichem. The Chazal say the Pshat, I think Rashi one place brings, I don't see right here, but the Chazal bring, Ki Piyah Medabra Lechem, he spoke Lashon Kodesh. Listen to what I'm speaking. Ki Piyah Medabra Lechem, I'm speaking Lashon Kodesh. So listen to Lashon Kodesh and you'll know who I am, you'll know I'm Taka Yaisa, I can speak Lashon Kodesh. So the Mefarshim answer, I'm not mistaken, I apologize, I'm not prepared, not the Ramban. If I'm not mistaken, the Ramban asked the Kasha, then what's the Raya? He's speaking Lashon Kodesh. So he knew all the language. Why does that prove? Why does that prove he's Yaisav HaTzadik? The Ramban brings Ki Piyah Medabra Aleichem Lashon Kodesh. Rashi brings it. Oh, Ki Piyah Medabra Lashon Kodesh. Rashi brings it. That he spoke Lashon Kodesh, that proves who he is. The Shaila is, why does that prove? Why can't it be? Remember, he knows every language. He knows every language, so can't be he knows this language also? How does this prove that he's the Yosef? So I saw Rizig Pshat, that why didn't the brothers recognize, it says the brothers didn't recognize Yosef HaTzadik because his face looked different, he had a beard. The Allah is that this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is Paskin, it's a Gemara in Gittin, it's a Gemara in Chulin on Sadivav. This is Gemaras in different places. That the Gemara says a person, you're allowed La Halacha, you have Tfiyas Ayin at a person from the Koil. If a lady is a Suma, she's looked at her husband, how does she know it's her husband? She has Tfiyas Ayin on the Koil. Even in the dark, in the night, she can't see, she's mutter. How does she know it's him? Koil. A blind lady in the middle of the night. It's the Allah is a person that's Tfiyas Ayin on voice. So the Shaila is, why don't they recognize Yosef's Koil, his voice? Besides just even probably the tune of the voice, is the Safa, is the way he speaks. People have different styles. We all attune. Not all of us can imitate like somebody like Ezzy, can mimic exactly. We know that the different styles, this guy speaks like this, the subtleties of language. So why didn't they recognize Yosef from the Koil? So I saw a pshat that the reason they didn't recognize the Koil is he was speaking a different language. Remember, there was a Meturgman Beinayim. So he was speaking a different language, Mamish Disvart. That when you speak a different language, you don't recognize the subtlety of language. All of a sudden, those things you used to recognize in the way he speaks, when they speak a different... So Yosef, they never spoke to Yosef an Egyptian. They spoke to him all the time. They spoke to Yosef in Lashon Kodesh. All of a sudden, he's speaking Egyptian. So they don't recognize the Koil. This hit is in Tria Sain Bekoil. All of a sudden, the lady's husband is speaking a different language. There's no Tria Sain Bekoil. This halacha that's kapask in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person is believed because they recognize the koil of somebody, is when they're speaking the language that you were used to speaking to them in. So that's what the pshat here is. Goyvish pshat. I saw this brought. The kipiyah medaber is the eyes that spoke Lashon Kodesh. Now I'm speaking Lashon Kodesh, so now you have the din if you recognize my koil. Till now you didn't recognize my koil because I was speaking a different language to you. Now I'm speaking Lashon Kodesh. Now it's kipiyah medaber lich, and now you taka tviyasai. That's yuck. Maybe you have to be a speech therapist's husband to appreciate. I don't know. I like it. Rev Schwab points out something, just a court sahara. Rev Schwab says that Yosef HaTzadik says that don't feel bad that you sold me to Mitzrayim. That Hashem loyatam shlachtam oisihena ki alikim veisimeni la'av l'paray. So Rashi says, what does it mean to be an av to paray? Hashem made me an av to paray. So Rashi says two things, l'chaver v'lipatarayim. I'm a chaver and a patarin, some sort of shimer. I'm a chaver and a shimer. I'm a friend of Pari La'av. I have a connection and a patarin, L'Pari. L'Adam L'Chol Beis, and Moshe Chol Eretz Mitzrayim. So Rav Schwab just pointed out, you see the Torah's definition of a father. The Torah's definition of a father is a chaver. Now it's a dangerous thing to say, because I'm certainly not promoting the type of father. Son in America, it's a shtickle kamen. Fatherhood, where it should be like buddy buddies, where it's on, they call each other by the first name in a certain time, that's very modern psychology. So certainly, I'm not promoting that to be a tremendous covet in a era. But you see the responsibility, what it means to be an av. Schwab pointed out the taich of an av is a chaver. He didn't get involved in the shomer part, the achrayis. That's probably more known. If Schwab was being madgish, that's a chaver, a connection. That people, unfortunately, they grew up in the same house without the schiver. Chaver means schiver, connection. They're connected. This the achrayis of a father. Father means it's a chaver, it's a close friend. Rav Schwab actually pushed it should be a close friend. So the Rav Schwab writes, the child's best friend should be his father. So Schwab says, now, that's a dangerous, I'm not getting involved in modern psychology, how, but certainly there should be a close schiver, there should be a close connection. That's the achrayis of a father. Now one tells Bachram that certainly when a person's our ages, young married person, a Bachar, so certainly he says, of course, there's going to be a chibur, there's going to be a connection, he has all these dreams, he dreams of him and his son, you know, he's going to be all day learning with his son 24 hours a day, and just this close kesher. Certainly, we have to keep in mind, store for later, on the heart. For Yaron later on, not in the heart. This is the type of heart we have to remember it later on. Because unfortunately, you see many times the chibur goes awry. You see, so Vaisnais is not as simple as we think now, as our idealistic terms now. You have to remember the pirush of an av is a chaver, is a close kesher. Chaver, that's the pirush, that's the Torah. The matter is the Torah's definition of words. Definitions become very important. And the Torah's definition of an av is a chibur. There was... a ha'ara from the Malbim, a beautiful ha'ara in the Pesukim. I'll tell you the Malbim's teretz, but if somebody else another teretz, solid ha'ara in the Pesukim, is a rizig ha'ara. Yosef sends to his father's hagolos to pick up Yaakov. Yosef HaTzadik sends hagolos to pick up Yaakov Avinu from Eretz Yisrael to bring him to Mitzrayim. So listen to a lashon. The wagons come, it's Perek Mevav Pasuk Aleph. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol ha'shaloi. Yaakov in Yisrael travels with everything that he owns. Va'yavoi Be'er Sheva, and he comes to Be'er Sheva. So he's on his way. He stops in Be'er Sheva on his way down to Mitzrayim. The wagons come to pick Yaakov Avinu up. He gets in. Well, it doesn't say he gets in the wagon. He travels, and he comes to Be'er Sheva. Va'yizbach Zvachim Alekei Aviv Yitzchak. And he shefted Karbanus to the Rabbanishlam of his father Yitzchak. Which, good. So he shefts Karbanus there. Rashi brings that a person's chayiv in the kibbutz of his father more than his grandfather. That's why it says Yitzchak not Avram, which time they bring a right, the Paiskim, but Taz handles this in the Kudus HaKesev. Then you see the zechiyav as the shach. You see the zechiyav kibbutz on the grandfather, Agav. Because Rashi says a person's chayiv on kibbutz on his father more than his grandfather. The Taz is medayik, you see the zechiyav kibbutz on the grandfather. It's only more of a father. But Vaistos is also Chiyuv Kibbutz on a grandfather. That's what the Taz Medayik, Derech Agav. But, so he goes to Be'er Sheva on the way down to Mitzrayim. Vayom Elokim Yisrael, B'mara Alayla. And Hashem says to Yaakov in the night, Vayom Yaakov, Yaakov Meineni. And Hashem says, don't be afraid from going to Mitzrayim. The God, La Simcha Sham, I'll make you a great nation. I'm going to go down with Mitzrayim, Shchinta Begalusa, Anoichi Eir Imcha Mitzrayim, one of the Mekars of Shchinta Begalusa, and I'll bring you out. Good. Then Yaakov leaves Be'er Sheva. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael as Yaakov avim v'estapam v'esnesheim v'agolos asher sholach paralasasei. Then it says he went in the agolos that Paro gave him. Vayichu es mikneim es v'chush v'sharachosh v'et Kanaan, and they went to Mitzrayim. Yaakov v'chol zari itay. Friends, look, they already started the trip. It already says Vayisa Yisrael v'chol shaloi v'yom v'er sheva. They started the trip already. When they start the trip, it doesn't say they're in the agolos that Yosef sent. Then in Be'er Sheva, Yaakov Avinu has a dream. It says, go down to Mitzrayim. And then it says, he went in Nagalos. Also, the first time, it doesn't say about the Mikneh and the Rechush. He goes with everything, Chashalai, but it doesn't say the Mikneh and the Rechush. The second time, it says, Vayichu es Mikneyim es Rechush v'Shem Rechushu. Be'er Tzkenan. Why doesn't it mention the first time? When he started the trip, why doesn't it mention the Mikneyim and the Rechush? Eisen Adik in the Pesukim. I always take a look inside when I have a chance. The Diyak in the Pesukim is an awesome Diyak. I told my father this Diyak. The Diyak in the Malbim is an awesome Diyak. What the Pshat is, I'll share them the Malbim's idea, but it needs a Pirish. It comes, Yaakov travels out of Eretz Kanaan towards Be'er Sheva. It says he goes to this whole Mishpacha. And there it doesn't say that Golos, it doesn't say brings the Rechush. Then from Be'er Sheva, Hashem says, don't worry to go to Mitzrayim. Then already it says he brings the Rechush and... So what the Malbim wants to claim, based on this Diyak, this awesome Diyak, the Malbim claims the following story, that the first time Yaakov Avinu, Paro sent the wagons that Yaakov Avinu should come and live in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu did not want to stay in Mitzrayim. His original plan was to go down to visit Yosef and not to stay in Mitzrayim. He was not maskim. He was not maskim. Again, Yosef said, come, you'll live in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu was not maskin. He was planning on traveling to Mitzrayim, saying hello Yosef, and heading back to Eretz Yisrael. So by Yisa, the first time he traveled, he didn't go in Nagolus of Paroi. He felt just like a Mekach Tois. He's not traveling with Paroi's wagons. Paroi sent wagons, they should stay here. So he treated him with royalty. Yaakov Avinu felt, it's not true, it's not Erlich. I'm not doing what Paroi wants. So I can't take him up. He's giving me his wagons to bring me down so I can live in Mitzrayim. I'm not planning on living in Mitzrayim. The Malbim is not magdish to me, this is emes, the Erlichkeit. The Malbim just says he didn't want to go with them. There's an Erlichkeit here. The Agolus was sent, so I should live in Mitzrayim. It's not Erlichkeit. He said, I'm not planning on living in Mitzrayim. Your kutan is one kutan. You needed another car to get back, I was trachting. He needed some wagons. If he's not going to, Pare's not letting him take him back. I don't know what the system was, but you buy in Mitzrayim. So, yesh ladin if you have my right to the Erlichkeit. Now what I'm trying to bring out this pshat in the psukim, that the Malbim, I'm a suffix if there's a riot to the Erlichkeit. Could we just needed a ride back? It would be un-Erlich to say there's a riot to Erlichkeit here. I'm not sure. But there's certainly, that could be pshat, or it could be just he needed a ride back. But Yaakov Avinu is up the Malbim, so when he first, well, he wasn't going to go down in Agolus that he sent, that Yaakov Avinu sent. He was, that Paris sent. He went down, he traveled on his own. Then, when he went to Be'er Sheva, he was told by Hashem, don't worry to go down to Mitzrayim. I'll tear married to Mitzrayim. He'll go, God, lasim chasham. You can stay there. I'll go down with you. He was told, Shakir, you're supposed to stay there. So the next time, he takas chapt, okay, he said, after he's leaving Be'er Sheva, okay, I'm takas stay. Now I can go in Nagolos. So the Malbim doesn't speak this out. L'chayra means he went back. Malbim does say that, and then he wasn't bringing all his rechush the first time. He wasn't bringing all his wealth because he was going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So l'chayra, he went back. He doesn't speak this out. He went back, picked up all stuff. Baruch Hashem Nagolos. So Chazdei Hashem Nagolos didn't leave yet. Paris Agolos, Vaisdeis was still waiting. He went back, got in Paris Agolos, and then he went down to Mitzrayim. Taka, he traveled and stalled, brought all his rechush. This Pashav Shad, that's how the Malbim learns the Pesukim. If somebody wants to learn a different pshat, call a kavod, but it needs to be metaret to the lashon of the pesukim. The pshat is like this: the beginning of the parasha, it says Vayigash Elav Yehud, then he speaks very strong to Paro. Zish Shalipshus asked me a stira, which Rav Shraub addresses. The following What's the problem? Now again, al derech hapshat, I would love somebody to tell me al derech hapshat. I did not have a chance. I saw all the malbims on this parish. I don't think I saw the malbim at the end of Mikitz, so maybe he addresses it. But it needs a derech hapshat. This also needs a pshat as a stereo from the end of Mikitz to Vayigash. It's a cliffhanger parish. We end in Mikitz, like in the middle of the story, and then we start anew this week, it's Mamash Astira. Because the end of this, the last parasha, Yehuda's response to Yosef HaTzadik says, Mamaisa Zesh Rasisem, Halayadatim Kinacha Shinacha Yeshe Sharkamayni. What were you thinking? And Yehuda responds, Manoy Merladoini, Manidaber, Manitstada, Halakim Matas Avoy Navadecha. We have nothing to say. What are we supposed to say? Manoy Mer Manitstada. We have nothing to say. What could we say? He says, we have nothing to say. There's no words for us to say. Then all of a sudden, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, in this week's parasha, he has a lot to say. If for somebody who said, manidaber, manitstad, I can't talk. It's like the speaker who says, you know, I don't want, when the speaker says, I don't want to be mayor. I don't want to be mayor. You know, guys, 45 minutes. Like, that's like, the guy's not speaking short. A guy you talk to doesn't want to be married, it's not married. Guys like me, if you ever hear me say, I don't want to be married, make yourself comfortable. Yeah. He says, here's Yehuda. Yehuda says, I have nothing to say, manadabe, manadstada. I have nothing to say, what's going to zog him? And he gives a nice drush here, very tough. Here, but Yigash Elav Yehuda, he speaks very stark. I ask, Hayesh Lechem Abba, yeah. Beyond that is he didn't tell him any new chidushim. In the whole stickle he speaks to him, Adoni Sholas Avad Dublem Yeshlem Avayach, Vanoimel Adoni Yeshlanu Av Zakim Yeld Zakunim Katan Vachim Neis. He knew all this. But they already told Yosef Tzadik. He doesn't add any new information that he didn't tell Yosef Tzadik earlier. What changed? So first of all, what changed that Yehuda says Manadav Manitstadak? And now he comes tough. And what did he add to Yosef Shatzadik Taka that would change anything? So I want to answer two different answers that I saw both quoted from the Bali Musar. Two answers I saw quoted in various places to these two questions, two separate answers. On the first thing, what changed with Yehuda? What changed that before he said Manadab Manistadak and all of a sudden he has a lot to say in a very strong nation? So that Bali Musa speak about Achrayus. Bali Musa speak about Achrayus. There are two approaches, the mashal in the yeshiva. A bachur, a younger man, feels the problem in the yeshiva. So there are two approaches how we can go. There's one who says, what's going to be? It's terrible. There's nothing to do about it. It's geferluch. And he creates problems and he speaks about problems that exist. That's one approach. What approach to somebody? Somebody stresses all the problems. There's another approach of a Baal Achrayus. A person who feels that he's in this world to do. He's not in this world to observe problems. There are people who feel they're avoid in life to observe problems, to discover all the faults of their friends. That's their job in life. To discover all negative things that they can discover. That's a shtickle, their job. It's interesting. They feel that Hashem put them here. He wanted maybe like a newspaper type of person, you know, to see all the faults. And after 120, maybe he plans on reporting back to Hashem. Hashem just say, tell him what you learned in life. Okay, I'm going to tell you now. I have a list of people. Let me go through the faults of each one. He feels that's Punkt Zacharias. And he's a good talk of expert. He can locate exactly faults and things around them, problems. There's another person who has Zacharias, who knows he's put for solutions. Each yid is put here because he can accomplish. He can fix up. Tikkun olam. Each person says that. Each person's here for that. He can accomplish. That achrayus that he can do, he can accomplish. The Bali Musa says the difference. The one person who sees a problem in yeshiva and can rip, and another person says, I could be the solution. If I notice the problem, some, I could be the solution. I could do something about it. And the Bali Musa would say, I saw brought down, that's pshat. Yehuda first said, there's nothing to do. Then Yosef HaTzadik says, no, we don't want everybody. We just want Binyamin. And it clicked into you, I can never say such a thing. I saw Reb Schwab, others say this. I think I saw Reb Schwab. Others say, I saw... Yeah. The Kitzur Advarim is that it clicked into Yehuda, the Achrayis, the Arvus that he took. What changed was this Arvus. And that was what was supposed when Yosef says, no, I just want Binyamin, and it clicked in, I'm an Ariv, I'm Achray. I'm responsible, I could do. I have to do. I have Achrayis, the difference is no woman adab there, man at stada. I have Achrayis. Yehuda gives a speech, takut, forcing Yosef's hands, forcing Yosef's hands. Vaista is Yosef HaTzadik's plan, this time they ask a kasha, Yosef HaTzadik all time spheres of Alpi Nevoa. Yosef HaTzadik is going Malach, he has a Nevoa. He's only acting, he didn't call his father in 20 years. All this is Alpi Nevoa. So it's a Pelestam of the Psukim. This needs of shot is Yehuda gets Yosef so emotional he can't hold it in. Vaista is he's supposed to hold it in. So somehow, it's interesting, Stam, what changed? How can you allow it to change? Good kasha, they asked that's kasha. La Yachal, he can't hold it anymore. Good, but that's the nevuah you have to, sorry. That is some good pshat. But either way, the word is that the achrayis of Yehuda allowed him to give such a speech. That's mitzad echad, achrayis. That a person, till a person feels achrayis, he thinks he can't do. Rai Kestenau said a beautiful thing from the Alta Nevardit that he never asked, could he or can't he? He asked, does it need to be done or not? Am I chayiv to do it or not? And if I'm chayiv, then I could do. I said, well, not does it need to be done. Am I chayiv to do it or not? It's not could I do it or can't I? It's am I supposed to? If I'm supposed to, then I could. A person who lives by chayis, it's not the issue. Could I, can't I, don't know, how could I? It's not my type. B'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. I'm chayav, I have to do it, then I could do it. I'm chayiv to do it, I could do it. If the achrayis is on me, then I could do it. That's what changed. What changed is, Yosef HaTzadik said, Binyamin I want. And it clicked into you, the Binyamin, I was Mekabel Arvus. Anoichi Arvenim, Yodet Vakshenu, I was Mekabel Arvus. Achrayis, I could do, there's no question anymore. I'm chayiv to do, it's not a question if I could do or not. Mamish, this word to doubt, it's not a question if I could do or not. I'm chayiv to do it. I besides, no man, adab, man, it's not could do. That's from that question. But Gabi's other question, what do you say different to Yosef HaTzadik? So that's another point. There are many times we have a tain on a person, and we may even, it's bad certainly to hold it in, but worse yet, we may tell other people about it. We may chirp a lot about a tain we have, we dash away, but we don't speak to the person himself. But we rationalize, the person will hear about it. That's not effective. Yehuda wants to, till now, Yehuda was speaking. The only thing that changed in what Yosef found out is Vayiga Shelov Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni Yedaber No Avdecha Dover BaOznei Adoni. I don't want a Meturgman anymore. I don't want a translator anymore. The only thing that changed, he dropped the translator, dropped the Meturgman. Till then, they were speaking not direct. Yehuda would tell the Meturgman, would tell Yosef HaTzadik. So there was something missing in the communication. Yehuda said, I don't know if he understands Lashon Kodesh or not, but I want him to hear me. He knows what I said already, Fakir, I'm not even if he doesn't understand the language, I want to talk direct. Meturgaman, out of the room. I'm talking directly to Yosef. What changed is to talk direct. What changed is Yehuda went directly to Yosef. It's not through somebody else. It's not he overheard it. And he spoke direct, it was Layoch Masafik. Yosef couldn't bear it. It's direct, with the emotions, with the irrigation that Yehuda was feeling, that is the full impact. I felt this is a time to push Zechiv Daraisa, according to the Rambam, there's a din, the Ramot Zechiv Daraisa, it says, Leisista Zechichel B'lavecha. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Leisista Zechichel B'lavecha. The Rambam learns that Chiv goes in the next words, it's connected, the Pasuk, Lecheach Nechiach Samizecha, to give direct Musar. If something bothers you about somebody, you're mechuyif to go tell him. This would solve 99.99% of fights. The other point one, okay, so you did your best. You're not even a sederaisa. Go tell him direct. My wife gets upset when I give this advice. She says it's too hard to tell people. I think I have a right to tell people. The Ram holds sechiv daraisa, so we have to tell people. But ma'isi, you have a right, if you want, if you have a time on somebody, you have a right to be mechuyif b'leiv shalom. The Rab, that's clear. That could be more l'chatzila. If you're meichel b'leiv shalom ashrecha, if you are not meichel, you have a chiyuv to go tell him. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa to go tell him. It's you're a person achman l'chlan. Even my sister's a chiyuv b'levecha. He has a tie. He doesn't go direct. Go up to the person. Go up, and a lot's accomplished. Tremendous amount. When it's spoken out, a tremendous amount is accomplished. A reasonable amount is accomplished to speak direct. Talk it out with the person. You'll be Mekayim first, the music of thing will become the Mekayim in the midst of the rice of Lassisa Chichabul Recha Chichasa Nisapa. And the second thing that will be accomplished is the fight will probably end. There will be no fight, the fight will be over. People will talk it out. Wait, what are the manias? What are the manias? So first of all, we like being little kids. Little kids have a tendency, you don't like to be in uncomfortable situations. Part of growing up, because I'm old, it's uncomfortable. Okay. Not everything has to be so smooth and easy. We have a hardship getting involved in situations that a little make us a little bit uncomfortable. So that's part of growing up. Being in uncomfortable, it's uncomfortable to walk up to a guy, so you know he said to me, hurt me. It's a very like open conversation, a little uncomfortable. Good, so that's part of growing up. It feels great when you grow up, it feels good. Contrary to part of it's good to get big, it's good to become a gadol. Zakat and gadol year. What do we say? No kidding, it's not so no kidding. There are plenty of people who remain when they're 63, they remain babies. That's still zakat and cotton year. There are plenty of people who remain katanim. They're man babies. They're 63 and they can't be open to somebody. They can't say, you know, when you said that, it hurt me. You know, I really felt badly about this that you did, this that you do. There are plenty of people who, it's a tragedy a guy can't do that. He never grew up. We say at Brismila, Zakotin Godl year. Godl means to do this. This is the Pirush of Godl. When you have in mind, next Brismila, you had Zakotin Godl, this is what you mean. This is what it means to be a Godl. This is Godless. To do something uncomfortable, yes. I'm sorry? We'll do what more? It's too loy shchiach. Too loy shchiach to think about. Loy shchiach. 99.99. You took the 0.1. Loy shchiach. If it's done in the right way, I really feel it's loy shchiach. Each one has to be done in an intelligent way. It's very loy shchiach. It's done in an intelligent way. The worst that could happen is it won't help. To say it's going to make matters worse, and in a nice way. If each person has to track, not to do it in an abrupt, abrasive manner. You know, to do it in a nice hyphen, and this hyphen, it's hard to think that it won't work. That's what changed here. That's what in the story, the only thing that changed, he spoke direct. Till now it was indirect. Yosef heard from somebody else. Go up direct. You say this and this thing bothers me. Direct. There is a Leish Shriach case, Daniel? I don't know. But on the Shriach case, on the 99.9, this works direct. So first of all, it's a chiyav daraisa. L'sisa chichav avavecha chef chich samisecha. It's a chiyav daraisa. And it will stop mechamas. It will stop fights. Direct approach. The two menias are the afraid to uncomfortable situations, and a guy also. Because a person's afraid to say, you hurt me. I say that which you did bother me, so I don't want to admit that. That's also healthy. It's also divided. I couldn't go to you. I haven't mind this whole thing. We're afraid to admit it. Very afraid to admit it. To say to somebody, you know, that was you did hurt me. I'm a Superman. Nobody could hurt me. It's a shtickle admissions. Mighty me, you were able to hurt. It's a shtickle vizyonis. Nobody could hurt me. I'm tough and thick skinned. Nobody touches me. No, so it's a shtickle admission. That's also healthy. Okay. It will be a growing experience. You'll be able to see you, Mekuyim, all those brachs Mekuyim on us. If we'll do this, say, I caught the God will year. Ah, yes, we're God will. Should make a new, there should be a Suda of Godless then. So Bar Mitzvah Suda, when the first time somebody could do this, should have a Suda of Godless. Make yourself, make a L'chaim somewhere. You should have a Suda of Godless for this. This is Zakat and Godl year. To come down from that Gaiva, to be able to say Taka. A Bachar Taka this week, was Mekayim this chiyuv of a bachur tak was Mekayim very bekitzer was Mekayim this chiyuv this week of he had something a multi rebbein in shmuzim and shiurim. Somebody will speak. Somebody will speak in a shiur or a shmuz, more in a shmuz even that way, and we yes. We say yes, sure, whatever you're saying, very nice, well, we like it. It's very kedai, it's very important, and it's the same midah of my sister's chivuavecha, it's the same godless, the same zakat and godly, the same suit you should make for that guy, this guy, same midah, is to go up and say that which you said, I disagree with it. It depends who it is, it's about cover the kaifim, but you say that which you said, I have a har on it, a kash on it. That's also midah of godless, that if you hear something spoken about, you have a har on it, You have something. It's important to point out that there will be gains from it. Rav Yochanan, we learned the Gemara Bava Metzia. Rav Yochanan said that he used to have a Chavrusa Talmud / Chavrusa Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish, who whatever he said, but he has many kashas on it. He has 24, how many kashas? 24 kashas on it. And now he has a new Chavrusa. Who is the new Chavrusa? Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar? Now he has a new Chavrusa. Whatever he says, he brings Rayas. He says, that I don't need. When I have Rayas, so the sugya ends, it's a dead end. I say something, you bring Rayas to me, okay, so it's over. If he has kashas, Rav Chashmaitza, the sugya gets widened, it gets more clear. Rav Chashmaitza, I say a verb, you ask a kash on it, you disagree, you agree, there's Rav Chashmaitza. The sugya gets widened. It helps the Rebbe, it helps the Talmud, it helps everybody involved, that is Masa Matan. Good, the Rebbe said this, but the Talmud says this back. Good, Rav Chashmaitza, the sugya widens. Not to be a yes-yes person. But it's also the same heart to go up and say, that just said, I didn't see it that way. Yes, it's not Musa, it's not the same thing. This week I talk at a bacher, point out some horrors, and I thought they were valuable. I thought it was valuable horrors. I think I'll speak about it for a few minutes. I spoke it over with people in the yeshiva I thought were the Vinei Davar, and I'll speak for very, very court. We speak a lot in the yeshiva. We speak a lot in the yeshiva at the midah. This is something we're trying very hard together as the whole yeshiva. I felt at the beginning of the yeshiva was a kedai thing to really try to put in the yeshiva. And we speak about salat, about being meshabeach other people, praising other people. And working on being meshabeach, it's a Rambam. The inyan of praising other people is two simple things. Very two things. The first thing is the Rambam, about praising, be a person who praises other people. Not to say negative comments, to praise. Now, the Rambam says on V'atarech Kamaycha, the Rambam says two examples. He says not to be chas al mamaynay, to be careful with somebody's money. And second of all, the Rambam says to praise. Those are the pieces kigoyim. He's not saying it's all V'atarech Kamaycha. Those are his examples. So clearly it's a very chash within praising people. Praising people and be careful with his money. So the tzad echad of praising people is that it's... The first thing is the praising people is the etzem haftarach kamaycha, which is zeklal gadol b'tayra, Hillel taught it as kol ha'tayra kula. So the first thing is that's great for itself. The second area of praising people is the midah behind praising. Praising brings to and is the result of, remember in Yiddishkeit, ha'kitzaynes meres ha'panimis, so something which it could be a result and bring to it. Praising is the result of an ayin tayv. Praising comes because you look good on people. You have an ayin tayv, which is the midah b'Avraham Avinu. The midah b'Avraham Avinu. Somebody who's an ayin tayv yadua is a talmud of Avraham Avinu. Somebody who's an ayin ra is a talmud of Bilam. We're learning the parshas about all the avos, not stam gishmaka stories. We're reading through. Next week we're making a siyum on Bereishis. We read through these parshas so we mimic the avos, so we imitate the avos. Today Taz Chus Avos, Yitamuz Chus Avos. But when did the person get Chus Avos? If he's Taifas the Maise Avos. If he acts like the Avos. So we're learning these parshas to be like the Avos. The Midah of Avraham Avinu is Ayin Toiv. It's from the fundamental Midas of Yiddishkeit. To be an Ayin Toiv. To want good for others. Yechaveh gets a new car to look at him and want good for him. To want good for Yechaveh. One of the things that brings to Ayin Tayyib, and one of the things that comes as a result of Ayin Tayyib, is to praise your friend. It's to see his milus. It's to praise him, to find his milus, and to praise those milus. To speak out those milus to him, to yourself. Miksa shvachim b'fanav, shaloi b'fanav kol ha-shvachas. To praise your chaver, to praise our chaverim brings out an Ayin Tayyib. And it's the result of an Ayin Tayyib. Now, we don't just want to be a chitzonius like a thing. We praise our desire is to get to the pnimius of the davar, is the chitzonius beres pnimius. By praising, we will talk out that Ayin Tayyib, that our friend, the Velt says of it. The Velt says that it takes a tzaddik to feel Yenna's pain, and it takes a malach to feel his joy. We want to become a lochem. We want to become this lofty dagger, feeling the joy of our friend. The Sipurno says that what bothered the brothers when the brothers said Av Lashem Manachnu is they didn't hold the brother when the brothers his last his passion they said Av Lashem Manachnu were guilty is they did it wasn't the pshat that they held they were wrong from Mechiras Yosef. They did it al pidin. What the mistake the Tifuna speaks out in the last parsha was the Schanu Eleinu V'Loi Shemanu. He cried to us and we didn't listen. The mistake wasn't the Etzem Mechiras Yosef. It was he spoke to us and we didn't listen. The mistake was the father of the brothers. It didn't tell you what changed. Ani Yosef. So what changed? Why the brothers all of a sudden regretting all their Meisim? Why their brothers, Avada, by the way, there's an Eis Sarah, a person's Mechapes Meisav. That's what they thought to change. But what changed? They made a Din Torah, Din B'cheshbon then. It was Alpi Din Torah, they were Tzadik and Mamash. So what changed? So certainly they checked out the Meisav better and better. So what they discover? What they discovered is like this. You're right as the Shita Sarabim. You're right as the Shita of the masses. Certainly true as the Shita Sarabim. And we go bus to the Rabim. But I heard a verse from B'tzal Radinsky, an Eisen of Earth. He said it to Yerushalmi. I've not seen the Yerushalmi inside. He said that the Yerushalmi is the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara says by Tana Shalach Sinai, the Machlaikis, if the Tanner was Tamei Yatar. So Eliezer said, I'll prove to you, it's Tar, and he goes through all different proofs that it's Tar. He said, let the first the tree prove it, the tree gets uprooted, let the river prove it flows backwards. He says, all the meaning should prove that I'm right, against the Rabbim. So B'tzal then says, yes, he knows that Allah is Kirabim. What's he saying? Let everything prove that Allah is Kirabim. We pass like the majority of Eliezer knows that too. So he said that the Yerushalmi says, that even though we paskal like the rabbin, what would be the halacha of a bezdin of three, and you ask two people on bezdin, what is the guy guilty or innocent? They say guilty. Oh, so you don't have to ask the third guy. It's a psak. It's a psak. You asked two already. So he said, if you don't ask the third guy, the court's null and void, because you have to give the third guy the possibility to argue another two. You have to give him the possibility to argue another two. Maybe you'll disagree. Maybe you'll. There's a fascinating halacha, Rabbi say that's hard to understand until you hear Vert. The halach is that if the whole Bezdin says a guy is Chayiv Misa, if every single person on Bezdin says is Chayiv Misa, the halach is his putter. If every guy is unanimous, he's putter. If there's one dissenting opinion, then he's Chayiv. If on the Bezdin of 70, if it's 72 actually, if on the Bezdin of 70, Sanhedrin Gedolah, if 71 people say he's guilty, and one person says innocent, Chayiv Misa. If 72 people say he's guilty, he's patur. That's not halacha. It's one of the psukim. What's the tam for this? So I saw Rav Schwab brings the tam. Rav Schwab says, what's the reason for this? He says that the reason for this din is because if everybody says guilty, says no dissenting view, you don't get it clear. If there's no dissenting view, you don't get it clear. Because they didn't speak about the sugya. Everybody said guilty, boom. There's no clarity. Clarity comes from the dissenting view. Somebody fighting, maybe not. That's how clarity comes out from a dissenting view. Say, there's no clarity, you can't kill him. Nobody argued on you, you can't kill him. I'm sure you don't have it so clear. Somebody argues, oh, Rav Chashmaitza. Then the sugya is clear. That's what he says. So I wanted Sushla for this Yerushalmi of Rabbi Tzal Radinsky, that he says, if Eliezer held, you're not taking my opinion seriously. So you're not a rabbin. You have a din of a rabbin, you take the yachid seriously. If you allow the dissenting view to argue it out, then you have a din of a rabbin. You heard the dissenting view, you argued out, it's a valid opinion. But say that we came out, halachic rabbin. But if you're not taking my opinion seriously, I don't have to pass like the rabbin. That's what Eliezer held. We held, they took him seriously enough, and they still argued. Rabbi Eliezer, Alei and held, you didn't listen to me seriously, not taking me seriously. Again, Rabbi said, that's the brothers' kind. The brothers, the Sifuna says this, that the brothers said, that you're right, we paskind, but the brothers, we didn't take the dissenting view. Bishanu Eleinu, he was calling out to us. He was saying, Leshemanu, we didn't hear his dissenting opinion. That's what the brothers said. You're right, we had a rabbin, we had a bezdin, we didn't hear the dissenting of voice. He called out, he was tining at us, we didn't listen. I was like, we're apostle bezdin. If we didn't hear the dissenting voice, we're apostle bezdin. But again, this is important of this same theme, that the dissenting voice brings out, the dissenting voice allows a clear sugya, a rav chashmaitza. The descending voice of Yeshatzak would have allowed that the brothers would have had a clarity if they didn't allow the descending voice. Again, this Nakuda Rabbi saying, in your life, not to be yes-yes people. None of us should be yes-yes people. We shouldn't shemzuch to have our own opinion in a Gemara that we learn, in a Sugya that we learn. We should have our own opinion. We should have in a Dvar Musar, in a Dvar Halach, in a Dvar Torah. We should have our own opinion. That Vard's not true. Do you like this Vard, Eli? He's supposed to say no. I'm just kidding. He said yes. He's arguing on this shtick. But the Vard is, I only think I like Eli. Whatever he would answer, he'd be able to. But, the Kitzur HaDvarim is this Nekuda, the dissenting view, to be machshav the dissenting view, not to be afraid to have the dissenting view, not to be able to voice the dissenting view. In a Bakabadik Eifin, and certainly at the end of the day, to accept if there's a rabbi at the end of the day, beside at the end of the day. But to have the dissenting view, not to be afraid to have the dissenting view, not to be afraid to express the dissenting view, to get up and be confident about it, and the rabbin to listen to the dissenting view, to hear out the dissenting view. For the rabbin to listen, maybe Taka the Yachid is saying something. Our yeshiva is built on a view of a Yachid, on the feeling, on the seichel of a Yachid. One of the rebbeim got up about a week ago. It was such a beautiful, so many bachim responded well. That's the seichel of a Yachid. A rebbe in the yeshiva got up. It should be done. The rabbin Maimonim, the Stam will do it again this week. I'm telling you now that if we're gonna. I spoke. There's not on the spot that I'm saying this. I told somebody already last night I'm gonna do this. But the rabbi, Maimon, this rabbi, that next week we should have such a vat again. You have to marry one night. This is the nekuda being a yachid. This is the nekuda, one of the nekudas of the yeshiva. A rabbi got up. Got up and said the das. How the yachid views it and fakert. That's the koyach of the yeshiva. That's the koyach of the yeshiva, the das of the yachid, and we value fakert. So I mark it time to this bacher that somebody else through the pushing of his chaverim, but at the end he spoke out the das of what he felt on something, which is a good heart. And fakert, let us take his heart and the inyan of being mishabeach. We should all be zeichet taka to get this mid of ayin toif. We should taka be toifis maisei avaisei. We should be like the avais. We should be ayin toiv like the avais. We should be an ayin toiv like a mitamidish avram, being a tremendous ayin toiv. We should talk mishabech in an effective manner, in an effective, good manner. When I speak about being mishabech, always specific, not general. We speak about hakar satoiv, specific, not general. So now even mishabech also, specific, now a little more specific. Instead of saying you're the greatest, that compliment's not the greatest. You say specific. Wow, it's very impressive, this that you did. More exact, it's not. The person believes it. At as soon as Preda, people speak, Amalai walks scratching my head. Now, it's still good. Praising, the worst, Amalai Suez Preda, in this yeshiva, it's the biggest nachas, kemat, the biggest, from the biggest, obviously, goes from the biggest nachas in yeshiva is to sit at as soon as Preda. From the biggest, because there you see every guy praise him, you won't hear one guy make fun. It's beautiful. There you see it, mamish, this Indian in the yeshiva, not one guy will make fun, kemat. Rarely happens. And to me, at the Shev Rachas and Tzus Preda, it's a tremendous nachas. Tzus Preda is befrat. It's a big nachas. That people are praising the person. Unfortunately, it's not always the middle of the world. People could say a zinger and a sharp line and making fun and it hurts and it's not a good zach. It's a bad zach. It's an ayin ra. See the ayin toiv. Doesn't take a genius to see Yana's faults. Any idiot can see Yana's faults. That Hashem naturally. It's our. We have a brilliant friend who tells us. If you have a brilliant chaver who tells you something, this doesn't show you're brilliant. That the Yitzhar is an Ilui, and Yen is fault, he whispers in our ears, Yen Balayla. Each of us are Baki in all each other's faults. In the Mailas, so they have to be a real genius. In the Mailas, you have to work, and it's Amailas, it's a Tracht. And as soon as the praises are Gevaldic. But Amal, the Bacha praises, so I walk out, it's not, and I'm sure the Bacha himself doesn't feel fully good. The Bacha walks out, each guy is the God Ladar. Didn't hit it. That's not. It's still a good zach. I'm only Bach is speaking about. Maybe he has such an ayin toiv. He sees something we all don't know. We'll speak about a bacher. It's not the honest praise. It's still better than making fun. But it didn't hit home. It didn't have the full impact. If you could track that, it won't have the full impact in making you an ayin toiv. Because you didn't hit it exactly. You just was saying things, whatever you wanted, really. A little, like poetic license. If you track, I always feel so. As pray this kedai. I tried to think a few days before. Because it's kedai, if you can hit the right praise, the person's leaving, and hit the right praise, it could be a riziga chizik for the person. Tremendous chizik, if you can hit the right praise. A riziga, it's true, the right means the honest praise. A truthful thing, so you could tract a little and hit it right. So we should have taka praises, should be a praise, and mamish on the button, where it hits the points. Wow, and the person walks away enlightened, that he has certain milus, enlightened about his milus, then you've mamish done the perfect job. And you've also made yourself an ayin tov. You're starting to notice real milus. And people ahead, you don't have to make them up. They have real milus. Everybody around you is full of milus. Where I'm Kaddish, when the Shamas, we have milus left and right by the tons. Every part of all around us, we have milus. We have our own milus, others have milus. On ourselves, very hard to find our milus. If our friends assist us, my point isn't that are true. True, Maz, I see in you that. If it's true, then it's an extra. So this is the next level being Meshabech. Each one in his own way, weiter. Each one is